We are back once again with the evening edition of Commodity Wrap. Always a thrill to talk with you about our ag commodity trade. And in this segment, we're welcoming Chris Robinson of Robinson Ag Marketing, a division of TJM in Chicago. Chris, big action in the grain markets here. I just wondered how much the farmers are going to reward the rally they have seen so far. Do you think that they will crash the market from too much good news in 2 days?
I don't know. The 2020 has been very interesting. We started out the year at $4, you know, had that sharp sell-off. Then we rallied halfway back to 363. A lot of people hesitated there. And then we broke from 63 to 20. Now, the good news is 320 is held. We settled today 338 and three quarters, so I'm just going to call that 20 cents off the bottom. I was telling one of my clients today, when was the last time you made 20 cents in 2 days on any hedge or trade or anything? So it's a gift. It's a great, unexpected gift. If I had told somebody last week that, hey, I have the USDA report, and they're going to say we're going to have north of 15 billion bushels in corn and north of 4 billion bushels in beans, and record yields and yada, 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 all the negative stuff, you'd have been, you know, you want to be under the dining room table with a shotgun, right, waiting for the bad news to come. So this is a great relief rally. Hopefully it extends. Really impressive rally. The November soybeans coming off tested the 100-day low yesterday, came right up to the 200-day moving average today. Just impressive reaction. And we'll see. You know, the funds are short about 170,000 corn. They were short some KC wheat, Minneapolis wheat, but they were long beans. And this feels to me like people are starting to get into this, maybe looking for an inflation hedge, maybe being concerned about really how much damage was done with the windstorm. So you kind of had, you know, just a great gift for farmers. I would say this, you know, if you were chewing your nails off 48 hours ago or certainly after that report, you need to reward this rally. There's nothing wrong with selling $9 beans. There's nothing wrong with moving corn into a 20-cent rally. And all in all, just, you know, a great blessing considering the very negative data the USDA put out for us.
I wanted to get your thought on the cotton trade. You know, we had a big sell-off in cotton after the report came out, and then we had the weekly export sales number that only showed, 6,900 bales that were sold. There was some carryover business as we roll into a new marketing year, but we went higher on the cotton. So kind of similar action to what we had in the corn and soybeans. What seemed to be negative news turned around to be a positive, and here we are back at 63 cents again on new crop cotton. How'd they do that?
Cotton's, you know, it's interesting. We came up to test around 65 cents twice. It failed. The report was negative. I mean, they increased the yields, they increased worldwide supply, they decreased consumption. But if you look at the big picture, if you look at where we've come off our lows, we were at 50 cents back in April at the bottom. So to still be sitting at 63, that's a good place to be. It just feels, again, like we're starting to get money coming in that, for better or for worse, just wants to own commodities because they're concerned about inflation. I would say this, that when a market gets bad news and it's able to rally, that's always a good sign. Just like in the old days when we would get good news and the market would still break, you'd be like, well, there's some weakness there. So at the end of the day, I think that 62 cent level is big for Christmas cotton. Certainly, if we get ever make a run at 66, you're going to see new longs coming in. And then that's the other blessing, too. The managed money, they're long. They're long 30,000 contracts. Now, at one point last year, I believe they were long 100,000 contracts. So, you know, they still have money to put to work if somebody gives them a reason to. But all in all, and also, too, we're going to see what happens with this meeting with the Chinese delegation. We've heard about that up so many times now. You know, China's been buying our commodities, but not as much as they really had promised to. That's really what it comes down to. So they've been buying some, but not enough. I think people are waiting to see, you know, what comes out of those meetings tomorrow. But again, when you look at the fact where the market gets bad news, fundamental news, and is able to hold its ground, that's always a positive.
Personally, I think they were probably listening to my reports on Market Day report earlier today. One of my guests had pointed out in the Western Texas Panhandle, they estimated maybe 70% of the dry land cotton was being abandoned just because it burned up from the drought. So there is that as well. I want to ask you about what happened in the lean hog trade before I run out of time here. On the lean hogs, we closed higher all across the board over there. And it looked for all the world like they were going to break out to the upside Monday. Then it looked like they were going to maybe crash and make new contract lows after that. And now here we are back up again. So what do you believe? Are they just in a basing pattern?
I think they're in a basing pattern. I think that, you know, we've had a good bounce. If you look at the 2020 price levels and then the low to the high, right? The high we were just at last week, that was 25% recovery. So a lot of people got excited about that. That was about a two-month high. And we're well overdue for a corrective rally higher, especially if you look at what the rest of the protein complex has done. If you go to the grocery store, pork is still cheap compared to even chicken and beef. So we've seen good demand at the grocery store for that. At the end of the day, it comes down to the supply chain. We still are backed up from all the mess that we suffered during the COVID shutdowns. The one good thing is we haven't had any more shutdowns of the packing plants. Those panicky headlines are starting to go away. I think the big thing is are we going to get demand back? And people always worry about China. Our two biggest hog partners that buy most of our hogs, it's Canada and Mexico. If we can get those markets back on, I think that goes a long way. Now, yeah, China has 1.4 billion people to feed. You can't ignore them. And some people seem to think that depending on who wins this next election, we're inside 80 days now, I believe, you know, that could be a positive moving forward as well, because, you know, at the end of the day, food politics, food generally wins out over everybody's politics. At the end of the day, if you have to eat, even if you don't like the person you're buying from, you will write that check.
Chris, great information, and thanks for joining us again today. Look forward to next time, too. Chris Robinson with Robinson Ag Marketing, a division of TJM in Chicago. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Commodity Wrap. Thank you for joining us. For Zach Troutman, I'm Arlen Bowling. Make it a spectacular evening, and take care, everybody.